Voters are going to the polls in Ivory Coast Sunday to elect a new parliament. It's a key step in the country's recovery from a civil war and a test for President Alassane Ouattara as he tries to solidify his mandate over a divided country. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has more.
The ruling coalition of President Alassane Ouattara looks set to sweep to victory in the parliamentary election. The vote will mark the first time since 2000 that the West African country has been able to elect a parliament. It is seen as a crucial step toward recovery after a decade of conflict and political turmoil. Ouattara won presidential elections in November of 2010, but was only able to take the reins of power in April after fighters backing him invaded the economic capital Abidjan and captured ex-leader Laurent Gbagbo, who had rejected the results. At least 3,000 people were killed and over 1 million displaced during the conflict. Gbagbo was sent to The Hague in late November to face charges of crimes against humanity. On Saturday, hundreds of Gbagbo supporters protested outside the International Criminal Court, saying there can be no peace in Ivory Coast until he is released. Both sides are accused by rights groups of carrying out gross human rights violations during the crisis, leading to claims that Gbagbo's extradition to the court amounts to victor's justice. Meanwhile, Ouattara has vowed to reconcile the country, long split along north-south lines by ethnicity and religion, and revive what was once the region's most vibrant economy. Ivory Coast is the world's top producer of cocoa, the main ingredient in chocolate, but also produces gold, oil, and cotton. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.